Why am I running? It's an excellent question. It grew out of political conversations I've been having with a good friend of mine who is much more activist oriented than I am. I have a profession that I love, and I love it the most because I get to directly help people every day with their actual lives.
What do you do?
I'm an acupuncturist. I've had a small business in my own clinic since 2002. And yeah, I love it. I love it. But I had participated with Occupy, but I'd also become very disillusioned in the process with protests and asking power for justice because I've come to believe that they don't actually care. Our institutions of government are corrupted and compromised to the point by financial interests that they've lost focused on the idea of serving the people. And I mean that in both a national and a local scale. I think Bob Buckhorn is indicative of the kinds of money and politic culture that sees the only way of serving people as land development and tax incentives for corporations, as opposed to actually serving the people, the needs of the people in the community. When that becomes true, the people just become the economy, and that's not justice. So when you combine that idea with the fact that I learned he's running unopposed, that's not democracy. You need to have a choice, and certainly one of those choices needs to be representing the voices and concerns of the people, not just land developers.
Some people may remember you from Occupy Tampa when, that was going on. It was almost 3 years ago, really this week, that it started. What was your interaction with the city, with Mayor Buckhorn, with the police force when you were with Occupy Tampa?
Well, it was surprising and disturbing, honestly. I mean, I became involved because I was just excited about the fact that that there was a movement potentially that was addressing some of the real concerns and the roots of some of the problems that we have with this country, which is money and politics. And in Occupy tried to cover a lot of ground that's part of the problem. But I also think that income inequality is a huge part of that issue. And so the way that filtered down into Tampa, I mean, I was charged off the larger idea. And so then when it started happening here, it was just a passionate emotional response to that. And then it was quite disturbing to see that, all these ideas that we hold about our democracy in terms of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, are simply just ideas. They're not actually allowed to be in practice anymore. And so to some of the interactions we had with the cops were genuinely terrible and genuinely antagonistic. Bob wasn't as big a front and center person with that, but he certainly had the power to call them on or off. I mean, lots of different mayors in different parts of the country allowed these things to happen because they saw that they were part of the people taking part in the political process. Here in Tampa, that did not go like that.
What's an example of a disturbing incident that may have happened between the police and Occupy Tampa?
Personally, one of the most disturbing things I ever witnessed was when, because we had compromised, we weren't trying to take over a public space. We were on the edge of the sidewalk there outside of Curtis Hickson, because technically that is public space. It wasn't inside the park, which is controlled by the city and has its own rules. The sidewalk is supposed to be for anybody. But then the park would be closed at certain hours. I forget if it was dark or if it was 10 p.m. But as soon as that happened, the police would come and actively pull our stuff into the space we weren't allowed to be in, and then taunt us about coming and getting it. And that's just unprofessional. It's not serving and protecting the people, bottom line.
People might say, well, it's a long shot. Bob Buckhorn has a lot of money behind him and a lot of political capital, and you're just an acupuncturist.
I'm just a private citizen with a concerned mind and a voice.
Well, why would you take this on?
Because I'm crazy, I guess now. Because I think it's important. I think that I'm uniquely suited in the sense that I work for myself, and so that I have the freedom to do this without repercussions from my corporate overlords. And I get to make my own schedule and time. And I believe I have, over the course of 12 years of doing business and living and being an active part of the community here, I have a certain level of respect and integrity. If you know me, then you know I'm not trying to harm anybody. I genuinely try to see the best interests of all of us promoted. And so, yeah, it's a long shot. I mean, I'm not going to go into this thinking that 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 I can't do it. It's certainly possible, but I also understand that it's David and Goliath, that's for sure.
And if people want to find out more, do you have any events or website or anything like that?
Well, we are partly here today because my newishness to this whole process kind of outed me sooner than I probably would have if I had professional people managing the way I go about this. We don't have anything up just yet. We really are literally less than a week into taking this idea seriously. We have an upcoming meeting that I'm not going to broadcast just because it's already big enough, which is nice to have that much community support, but we're still in the organizing process for sure.